Hi, this is Kyle Bauer with Plain Talk with a girl who likes my middle name because it's very popular during the time that I was born, Jamie Bloom.
What is your middle name?
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to see if I hit the list. I'm going to tell if I hit the
list. Oh, okay. All right. Well, I found this article that says, it starts off here, between 1900 and 1909, the second most popular middle name for a baby girl.
That's before my
time. It's way before your time. Mm-hmm. Was Marie, which cracked me up because we have so many Maries.
And they're younger than that.
And they're all younger. Now, they're on Caleb's side of the family. That was like a big name and a whole bunch of them. So I'm assuming there was
How old are those ancestors?
People?
I mean, are they the generation before your husband or your husband's generation?
Both.
Well, I mean, your husband's generation, there was that very popular movie. Was it West Side Story? Wasn't she Marie?
Oh, anyway, yeah. Well,
and sometimes those things go that way.
They do, yeah, for sure. So, anyway, it says Marie has never fallen past fourth place in any decade since 1900. Huh. In most decades, it was either second or first place.
Wow. To this day?
To this day.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
My middle name is not Marie.
Okay. So that's on the girl's side. It says for the boys' middle names, Joseph, James, and Lee have all ranked every single decade.
Now,
I do have a son whose middle name is James, but of course I am Jamie.
Oh, there
you
go.
And my grandfather was James.
All right.
So that's where that comes from. Lee, in particular, deserves a special shout out. Not only was it in first place for five consecutive decades on the boys' side, but it also made the top 10 girls' middle names in every decade of the 20th century. So. Lee is
the girls though is L-E-I-G-H.
They just have L-E-E here.
Okay,
now
right.
I'm sure that at some point things were changed.
Still haven't gotten mine.
Okay. The list says here we're gonna get to the lists pretty soon. Yeah. I wanted to read some of the other stuff first. The lists aren't complete without fads. Margaret, I have a friend, one of my best friends is Anne Margaret, and Dawn, D-A-W-N.
Anne Margaret is your best friend?
Her name is Anne Margaret. I know there is an Anne Margaret. I guess that's what her mom was going for.
I could see that.
But, yeah.
Certainly could do worse than that.
Right. They made the top 10 girls' names during only one decade. Margaret was in the 1900s and Dawn in the 1970s. Now, she would have been born in the
70s. And these are all middle names.
Middle names. We're talking middle names, yeah. Scott, meanwhile, is only on the boys' list for the 60s. I have an uncle, Scott, but it's his first name.
First name.
And I have a cousin, Troy Scott, whose middle name is Scott. Wayne made its first appearance in the 40s, but fell off after the 70s. Rose had the opposite trajectory, first appearing in the 80s and climbing the list by a couple spots every decade since then. Mm-hmm. In general, it seems like people prefer to go short in choosing middle names for girls. Seven of the top 10 from 2010 to 2015 are only one syllable. It says it's probably not a coincidence that so many of today's most popular first names for girls are quite long. Olivia, Amelia, Isabella. For boys' middle names, traditional seems to be the common theme, like Michael, William, etc. So, what year were you born?
1958.
All right. We're going to click on this and we're going to see. Boys' names, number one was Lee.
Okay.
Number two was Edward.
Number two, Edward. That surprises me.
Number three is Alan.
I know a couple Alans. There's middle names.
Michael is number four. Wayne is number five. James is number six. Joseph, number seven. Ray, number eight. William, number nine. And Eugene, number 10. Did they get your name?
Nope.
They did not
get
your name.
No, they did not. But there's kind of a issue in there about that time was... my middle name is Charles.
Charles, okay.
And Charles is the English version of Carl, the German name of Carl.
Okay.
And the Germans, they fought two world wars. I mean, we fought two world wars against the Germans, so it really wasn't very cool to have a German-sounding name. A lot of people changed their last names even
so that they wouldn't
do that.
Yeah.
And so I just happened to be in the cemetery browsing the other day. And
browsing.
Well, I was looking for a relative's parents' gravestone.
Stone.
And the cemetery up here has a kiosk that you can go to.
Oh, right. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And it was, the guy's name was Harold. And it's like, well, his daughter called me. And and said, well, they've got a stone up there. I said, oh, I'll just look it up on the kiosk. And so I looked it up. There is no Harold Reekers there. Hmm. But there was a Charles H.
Hmm.
And so then when I got up there, then it was there was his parents, Charles W., and then Charles H. Well, he went by his middle name, but both of them were Charles, and both of them were as German can be, Reeker.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
And
well, I found Charles on the list, in actually the first several lists. From 1900 to 1909, Charles was number 8 on the list. You also had, you had all the kings in there. You had Edward and Henry and James.
All the kings.
George you had in there as well. And then Charles is still number 8 between 1910 and 1919.
I was late for the game.
And it's still number 10 between 1920 and 1929, but then it drops off the list.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah.
You know, the bad thing is when you're in first grade, you have to write your whole name.
Uh-huh.
And so Kyle Bauer, okay, I had that down. Now you got to write your middle name, Charles. And it was like, I have a friend of mine's name is Charles, but they call him Chuck. Can I go Kyle Chuck?
Kyle Chuck Bauer.
So I have a piece of paper at home where I've written my name.
You really did do it.
Kyle Chuck.
Kyle Chuck. I'm surprised that didn't become like your lifelong nickname after that. So. Well, I was born in 1970. My middle name is Lynn, and it fell number 3 on the list in 1970. And it's funny, I have a lot of friends whose middle name is also Lynn.
My wife's name is Lisa, and on her wing in the dorm at Kansas State, there was 4 Lisas just on that one wing.
On that one wing. And what's her middle name?
Lynn.
Lisa Lynn. Mm-hmm. So she's got Lynn. So Lynn was also number 3 on the list between 1960 and 69. No, no. I knew you probably knew it. But so let's see. Again, you were born, what'd you say?
58.
I was going to look and see what the girls' middle names were. We have Anne, Marie, Lynn, Jean, Lee, Sue, Louise, Kay, Elizabeth, and then Anne with an E. So you have the Anne without the E and the Anne with the E.
Those are two different names.
So two different.
In Morganville, names. We had both in my era as first names.
Mm-hmm.
Anne with an E, Anne without an E. Nowadays, if you're Anne with an E, do they call you Annie? Or does that have to be IE?
To me, it has to be IE, but I know people that do go by Annie, and it's spelled that way. So, just I mean, Annie. I think it's just, it's you have to clarify, I think, when
Let's
someone
face, you can be called anything you want.
Exactly.
I mean, they're not asking for an ID. Hi, I'm Kyle. I want to see your ID.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, we noticed, you know, just pronunciations are different.
Oh.
Obviously, with I mean, it can be, like you said, it could be spelled the same. We were watching the Iowa game, and there was a girl on there who they called a Falter.
A Falter.
And we finally caught the back of her jersey and realized it was spelled the same as all the Affalters that we
around
know around here.
Here,
but it's obviously just
a Falter.
Spelled
I like Affalter better than a Falter.
Than a Falter, yeah. I was going to look here at the most recent that they have listed.
We should write that girl and tell her.
You really need
it's
to really, pronounce
really,
your name.
It's really prettier.
Affalter. So 2010 to 2015 is the most recent that they have. And for the boys, we have James, Lee, Michael, Joseph, Alexander, David, William, Andrew, Matthew, and Robert.
Boy, they are all very traditional.
Traditional names,
the
right.
The middle names tend to be traditional. Mm-hmm. It's the first names, you know, they have gotten less traditional, I would say. Maybe not.
Yeah.
I certainly see them on television being less traditional.
Girls' names, middle names, Marie Grace. Grace is one that I hadn't heard of yet. Rose, Anne, Elizabeth, Faith, May, Lynn, Renee, and Jane. So Lynn's still on the list even then. So.
You know what's interesting to me is when I'm watching basketball on television, sometimes football, but more I notice it more on basketball, is that when you have a person whose skin is black. And the reason I say that instead of African Americans, because some of those folks that are black are not African American.
Right.
Uh-huh. And so people that are black. It's odd when you get one of them that their name sounds very white.
Yeah.
I mean, very white. I mean, so much so that it's startling.
Mm-hmm.
And I always think, I wonder what's the story in the family behind that.